mentality. I gotta get a bag, a bag, a bag, a bag like that. 30 on my hip, 30 with the damn mag. Talk about them guns that a little nigga had. That deuce, deuce, dog, man, that be my fucking dad. Hell no, Loki got the dough. Key to my heart, period, with the four. I can be my nigga, man, that nigga really real. Fuck what you heard, dog, we bustin' off the steel. Mac 90 with the blue beam, dog, I'm thuggin'. Baby girl, man, I really like it, love it. Baby mama, man, she set up and trippin'. Homicide, bitch, nigga, I'm the witness.
drew on the Montclair. Left the lodge, shot the deer, smoked the spliff with the Swiss chocolatier. Tap your pocket, flossing. Out in Florence with a Saint-Tropez model and an ounce of orange. Tax dodging, smoking that Moroccan. In the trap cropping, bag of man cotching. Next week I'm out in France yachting. $2,000 in my back pocket, cop this on the black market. Gourmet dish, I covered all bases. County court cases, I caught a case at the horse races. Tom Ford framing, hopping off the boat blazing. Blood I dress for the occasion, the shrimp's Cajun, my chef's Asian. I pop a quaalude and feel famous. My side chick sniffs at the situation. Sniff the Ronald Reagan off the invitation. Freemason, free basin, free agent. Out of reach, spend a week at the presidential suite with a freak playing. Laying in the cut like we DJing. I pay attention to the detailing. I'm all over my Anna Kournikova. I had to call her over. Casanova. Pop the cork on the four poster. Score a goal like Zola and take home the Gorgonzola. Gorbachev chop the Yola. Roll the Utopia. Black bottle Remy at the Grosvenor. I'm the composer, poser. Arrogant Adrian Broner. Sinatra, Sosa. Candy red roadster. Louis Loafer. I spray a groupie with my super soaker. The supernova. Two tickets to Verona. High roller. I tell her wake me up when the flight's over.
Salute. All brothers bless up, even rappers up in daddy's closet playing dress up. Real spiffy, spark a cigar for ya. Speak to only bosses, regards to your employer. Tom Sawyer skedaddle, fake it till they make it. Three ratchets press up to their grill and a strip naked. Nah, 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 wait, pause, no home meals. Loose change for first class flights and phone bills. Dope kills. Stress to get you faster, let off in open ocean. Toast in a heat blaster. Bang, bang, you rang. Doom got a new dang. Reunited like Wu-Tang. Punks pay for Poontang. If you're into that, they said there's more than one way to skin a cat. When it rap, give them dap. Dead dat. Yeah, you thought it was over, dingbat. Where you stash the ding at? Think back. Weeks later found floating in the river with a king's hat. Most precious things in life you can't bring back. Use your thinking cap, that's what happens when you sing rat. Months added gets crazy in the drought. Slide off like a pimp, maybe it's the gout. She looked it good, smelt it like trout. Pregnant with the baby in her mouth, out and about.
I paint a picture like Salvador. Good God, what a matador. Retrieve all the sheets while the wolves was asleep. What a mighty fine day for a metaphor. Like Adele, hello from the other side. The flow is paranormal, the show is another vibe. Still rock valleys, cop my do-rag from Sally's. The alley cat with nine lives who renovated the alley. Every hole in the wall from Brooklyn to St. Charles. From the Chuckalug in Georgia to the fountains of Taj Mahal. Travel every square inch of me as the rhyme grow exponentially. The rock is the team, when I swing they clear the bench for me. Prima Donna, draped in Laura Piana. Never crunch under pressure like Cuba and Minervana. What you expect, your honor? The title red dope. We plant flags on our enemy sands and burn our boats coast to coast. It's the great space coaster. Calle de la Boca, say hello to my empty holster. Metamorph like a butterfly, pollinate like a bee. I represent for my nation like Muhammad Ali. Quality over quantity is the jewel I bless the haters with. The teachers of Elijah Muhammad to keep my saber lit. Abracadabra, once I flash, I'm outie. My detractors contemplate from the mat like Ronda Rousey.
We'll be right back. La dièse. Si, sol dièse. Si, sol dièse.
Si,
fa dièse.
Si,
do.
Si,
la dièse.
Si,
sol dièse.
Si,
sol dièse.
Si,
fa dièse.
Si,
do. Fa dièse.
Si.
La dièse.
Si.
La.
Si.
Si.
Fa
dièse.
Ré.
Si.
Ré.
Non. La dièse.
Sol.
La.
Ré. Non. Do dièse.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Fa dièse.
Sol.
Mi.
Sol.
Sol dièse.
Sol.
Sol dièse.
Sol.
Fa dièse.
Sol.
Fa dièse.
Sol. Sol.
Sol dièse.
Sol.
Sol dièse.
Sol.
Fa dièse.
Sol.
Fa dièse. Non.
La.
Ré.
La.
La dièse.
La.
Ré dièse.
La.
Si.
La.
Sol dièse.
La.
La.
Si.
Sol dièse.
Si.
Sol. Non. Do dièse. Do dièse. Non.
Do.
Mi.
Do.
Ré.
Do.
Ré.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Fa dièse.
Sol.
La. Non. Non.
Si.
Sol.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Fa dièse.
Ré.
Fa.
Ré.
Ré.
Mi.
Fa dièse.
Mi.
Sol dièse.
Mi.
Fa.
Mi.
Ré.
Mi.
Fa dièse.
Mi.
Sol.
Mi.
Fa dièse. Non.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol dièse.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Ré.
Mi.
Ré dièse.
Mi.
Ré.
Mi.
Ré. Non.
Do.
Mi.
Do.
Ré.
Do.
Ré.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Do.
Ré.
Fa dièse.
Ré.
Si.
Ré.
Ré. Non.
Do.
Fa dièse.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Ré.
Mi.
Ré dièse.
Mi.
Ré.
Mi.
Ré. Non.
Do.
Mi.
Do.
Ré dièse.
Do.
Fa.
Do.
Ré.
Do.
Do dièse.
Do.
Do dièse. Non.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Do.
Ré.
Fa dièse.
Ré.
Fa dièse.
Ré.
Fa.
Ré.
Ré dièse.
Ré.
Mi.
Ré.
Ré. Non.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Do dièse.
Ré.
Do dièse.
Ré.
Do dièse.
Ré.
Ré. Non.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
Si.
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 Ré.
Ré.
Mi.
Mi.
Do.
Do.
Sol.
Sol.
La.
La.
Si.
Si.
Ré.
Ré.
Mi.
Sol dièse.
Mi.
Mi.
Do.
Do.
Well, I'm hoping that it's prophetic that I call this episode A Tale of Two Last Wars. There was the Soviet Union's war in Afghanistan, which was its last foreign war, and, obviously, Putin's war in Ukraine, that I sincerely hope, but also believe, will be his last foreign war. Let's just look at some of the comparisons. Hello, I'm Mark Galliotti, and welcome to my view of Russia in Moscow shadows. This podcast, of varying length, frequency and format, yet always reassuringly low production values, is supported by generous and perspicacious patrons like you, and also by the crisis exercise software company Conductor. Now, the alert listener will have picked up on the fact that this is out of the usual time frame. Generally speaking, I like to record my podcasts at the weekend, but this past weekend I was recording the patron special Q&A, and because I'm travelling, the next two weekends I'm not going to be able to do anything. So I thought I would do something even so heretical as on a Wednesday. It's Wednesday the 26th of July. And for patrons, by the way, you will still get something in the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure if it'll be audio or just simply written, but I will not forget you. Anyway, to go on to this comparison, which in many ways just emerged from a Twitter thread that I sort of threw out a few days back, in which I compared the casualty figures between these two conflicts, and I'll come on to that in a moment. But although in many ways they're terribly different wars, what I do want to do is compare Soviet war in Afghanistan and the Russian war in Ukraine really for the effects they had on their respective countries as much as the sort of details of the differences of scale and such like. Given that I appreciate that 1979 to 1988 Afghan war may not be at the top of everyone's consciousness, let me just give you a very quick run through. So, on Christmas 1979, the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. They invaded in some ways reluctantly. It's not actually this is ever their plan, but they invaded because they saw two things. One was that Afghanistan, under the deeply clumsy and vicious rule of the People's Democratic Party of Afghanistan, was increasingly collapsing into chaos, and there was a rising Islamist rebel movement. So there was this sense that essentially that government in Kabul was going to fall, and there was a fear that, in fact, it was going to fall to a regime which could in due course find some kind of a deal with the Americans. So what they intended to do was just simply a surgical operation to eliminate the existing leader, Hafizullah Amin, a deeply unpleasant man, replace him with the relatively, and I would underscore that, relatively moderate Babrak Karmal, do a show of force just to basically demonstrate to the rebels that they shouldn't mess around, they should appreciate that they're part of the Soviet Union's sphere of influence and accept it, and then within 6 months, withdraw, leaving behind a stabilised PDPA regime, a cowed country, and a safe subject nation. Does that sound at all familiar? Now, of course, there are huge differences between the Afghan and Ukrainian wars, not least the fact that the Afghan war essentially remained a medium to low intensity counterinsurgency war. It was not a straightforward struggle. It was definitely closer to the kind of counterinsurgency experiences the West had in, well, Afghanistan, but also Iraq. Whereas, obviously, in Ukraine, we really can define this as a straightforward state versus state nation, and increasingly one with parity or indeed technological superiority going to the Ukrainians. Well, that said, though, there are certain similarities. I mean, first of all, just in the initial concept. And it's worth noting that the Soviets were actually very effective in how they seized Kabul, eliminated Amin, and I suppose I should add in a little pitch here. My book, Storm 333, KGB and Spetsnaz Seize Kabul, Soviet-Afghan War, 1979, gives you all the details you might want about that, and I'm sure a hell of a lot more, including it's the very first time I've ever actually had to produce art notes for an illustration showing an execution, but that's another matter. So they very neatly did that. They sent in their troops, they seized all the main cities of Afghanistan and the main ring highway. But the point is, they had misunderstood the nature of the country. They thought that this was going to be like, 1968 and the conquest of Czechoslovakia. That essentially the cities were what counted, whereas, of course, Afghanistan is a very different country, in which arguably the countryside and the cities have been at odds, if not at war, for most of the period. So that didn't work. But still, let's say, in terms of its initial conception, However misguided that conception was, the Soviet invasion worked in a way that obviously the initial conception of the invasion of Ukraine was a devastating mistake. But still, what are the similarities? First of all, essentially increasingly gerontocratic leaders, aging leaders, out of touch with how the world has changed, not really with any clear sense of what was actually happening on the ground. And frankly, we're operating off deeply flawed notions of what these countries were. We now have a wealth of documents, you know, in terms of sort of Politburo discussions and briefing papers and the like. And it's clear that the discussions in 1979, on the one hand, it was quite realistic in the sense that actually the Soviet leadership didn't want to go into Afghanistan. It was trying to avoid